Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. Today is Tuesday. It is the 28th day of July 2020. And I'm telling you, God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in Him we live, move, and have our being. There's nothing better than knowing God. There's nothing better than being in His will. So we're grateful for each and every one who has joined us this morning. We're grateful for this time to be together in the service of the Lord. There's nothing that we can't do without our Father. We know that God is a sovereign God. He reigns, He rules, and He super rules. And we're just thanking Him this morning for just allowing us to wake up as we slept last night in the very image of death. He woke us up this morning in our right minds and were able to rise up and do His will. So we're thanking God today for each and every one who's here, those who will come later, and those who may have wanted to be here today and can't make it. So this morning, let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to Your name. Lord, we just thank You this morning, for You are God and God alone. There is something, oh God, that You have done so many days, oh God. You have hastened Your word to perform it. We thank You that You are here right now. We thank You that You're all over the world. Each and every place in this world, You are there. Thank You for being our Heavenly Father. The King of all glory, Jesus Christ, has come to this earth. He gave His life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank You, Jesus, for Your dying on the cross, hanging on that cross, and all the pain and the shame. And You did it once for all of us. And we're saying thank You this morning, oh God. Thank You, Jesus, for Your blood that You shed on Calvary so that we could be free. We're free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. Thank You, Jesus, for just being such a good shepherd. And as Your sheep, Lord, we know Your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Thank You for the fact that You are Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, we thank You so much because You loved us enough that even when You left this earth's realm, You sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we say, Holy Ghost, have Your way in this place. We know it not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue.
Nothing has
fresh
been recorded.
Morning.
Record your message after the tone. Simply hang up when done. Or for delivery options.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You. In the name of Jesus, we praise You, God. We glorify Your name, O Father, because You are faithful, Lord. You are a good God, and Lord, that Holy Spirit will take us to the places where we need to go. It leads us and guides us and teaches us all things, O God. And so we're grateful, Lord, today for all that You're doing. And this morning, O God, we do repent of all sin, O God. We know we must die daily to sin. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, there is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, and we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise and overcome the flesh, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Oh, Lord, we just praise You because we know that You're in the midst of the praises, oh, God, and as we praise You, oh, God, we know that things are changing, oh, God, and the enemy cannot keep us down, Lord, so we thank You for that this morning. Oh, my Father, my King. Oh, Lord, we just thank You for Your omnipresence. You're everywhere. You see all things, all powers in Your hands, oh, Lord. You're omnipotent. You're omniscient, oh, God. So we are grateful for that. You were there in the beginning, and, Lord, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and everything that was made by You, oh, Lord. So we are grateful for that this morning. Thank You for Your healing. Because by the stripes of Jesus, we know we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace is upon Him. And with those stripes, we are healed. So we decree and declare healing this morning In the name of Jesus, we know that healing is the children's bread, oh God. So we're thanking you for that healing, oh Father. Each and every person, oh God, who needs a healing in their body, Lord. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, every artery, oh God, we decree and declare that it is healed by the stripes of Jesus. You did tell us that I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we thank you for the healing, oh God, in the minds, oh God. There are minds that need to be healed, oh God. People are schizophrenic. People have bipolar conditions, oh God. There are those who are paranoid, oh God. There are those who are just so depressed, oh God, downtrodden, oh God. And we are believing today, oh God, that you're healing those minds, Lord, that those minds will become the mind of Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there are those who are so depressed, they feel like they don't want to live. They're suicidal. So we bind up the demonic spirit of Cain, that suicide demon, that murdering demon. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, Lord. So we praise you this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, today for just taking care of all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're healing families, oh God. There are families who need to be restored, oh God, that need to be reconciled, Lord. So we thank you for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, as I'm praying, I pray for my sister as she's preparing to travel for the homegoing of one of our family members, oh God, up in Indianapolis, Lord. We just pray for Janice, Lord, cover and protect her this morning as she travels, Lord, and returns back to the Atlanta area. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and others who are preparing for going away services, oh God. There are many people who are losing their family members, oh God, not only to the COVID-19, but other situations that they have in their bodies. There are those who are dying from natural causes, oh God. So we pray and thank you, Lord, today for just blessing the families, oh God, to look at the hills from whence cometh their help, Lord, their help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I say, heal today, O Lord, and they shall be healed. Save, Father, and they shall be saved, for thou art our praise, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. My God, we pray, God, today for a delivering, O God, those, O God, who are bound by sin, oh God, those who have not received Jesus as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you will draw them, oh God. We know that you're beckoning people to your kingdom, but we pray, Lord, that people will heed the call. They will hear your voice, God. They will turn to you, oh Lord, that will repent, Lord, and ask, what must I do to be saved? And ask Jesus to come into their lives, oh God, and make him Lord, Savior, and King, oh God. So we're thanking, Lord, for the souls to be saved today, oh God. Backsliders are being reclaimed, oh God. We pray for those prodigal sons and daughters who are out there wavered, oh God, that they will return to the fold, oh God, before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. Lord, the breath is still in their bodies, oh God, and the blood is running warm in their veins, oh God. We pray for every one of our sisters and brothers, nieces, nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our children, children's children, oh God, grandmothers, grandfathers. We pray for our friends and our neighbors, oh God. We pray for the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are serving other gods, gods that cannot see anything, cannot say anything, oh God. Those who are even serving the devil, Lord, those who are in the devil's kingdom, oh God, who have committed themselves to darkness, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that that darkness shall be removed, oh God, that they will come to the light of Jesus Christ, oh God, that they will ask, Lord, that they will be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and be on fire for you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the fire of the Holy Ghost just burning this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord Jesus. We bless you this morning, oh God, for just helping those, oh God, who may be weak in their witness, oh God, that they will be a witness for you, God, in spite of what the enemy may be trying to do, in spite of what the enemy is speaking today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name today, oh God. We glorify you today, Father. In the my God, my God. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for reconciliation today, oh God, in just friends, oh God, and neighbors, Lord, coming together, Lord, and preparing, oh God, even as the children are preparing to go back to school, Lord. We pray for these families, oh God, and many of them don't know how to handle the situation, oh God. Some of the children will not be in classes, oh God. I think here in this Atlanta area, most of the schools are having online classes, oh God, and some of these families, oh God, are not prepared for that. Some of them are not equipped for that, oh God. So we pray, Lord, today for the spirit of wisdom, oh God. We lose that wisdom this morning, oh God, that they will be able to make the right decisions, oh God, and help these children to be able to get those classes done, oh God, get those classes taken care of, oh God, that the children would not fall behind, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, there are various places where the children will be going to the classes, oh God. I pray for their protection, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, today, and we pray for the things that are happening around this United States of America, Lord, and all around the world, oh God, so much chaos, oh God, so much lying and just deception, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that you will open up our eyes so we will know the truth, oh God, because when we know the truth will make us free, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that we will not be afraid, oh God, of anything, oh God, because we know that you are on our side, God, and you're in us now, God. So we thank you for that this morning, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just thank you today for just blessing across this nation, oh God, and strengthening across this nation, oh God, even in the churches, Lord. We pray for every leader of every ministry, every church, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God, that they will hold on, oh God, and continue to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God, so that many more souls will come to the kingdom, oh God, that many people will be strengthened, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We will not be weary in well-doing, but we will reap as we faint not, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, oh God. So we pray, Lord, that you teach us how to wait on thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. My God, we thank you, Father, today for just helping us, oh God, and the governments in this United States of America, every level of government, oh God. We pray for the president, oh God, the House of Representatives, oh God. We pray for the Congress today, oh God. We pray, God, today for the governors, oh God, and the mayors, Lord, and the school leaders, oh God, the school boards across the nation, oh God, the school teachers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, Father, and thank you, Lord, today that you give wisdom, Lord, and knowledge and understanding on what to do, God. It doesn't matter what we see right now, Lord. We're believing in the future that everything will be so much better, oh God, as people turn to you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We pray, God, today that we will be on fire for you, oh God, as saints of God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name this morning, oh Father. We bless you this morning, Lord. My God. Oh, yes, Lord, as we pray once again, we pray for healing, oh God. There are those, oh God, who have cancers in their bodies, oh God. They have, somebody has brain cancer, oh God, and lung cancer, Lord Jesus, and breast cancer, oh God, and somebody may have prostate cancer, Lord. We pray for those who may have leukemia, Lord Jesus, that you heal these bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and those who may have high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, oh God, scoliosis and multiple sclerosis, oh God. We pray for those who may have arthritic conditions, Lord, that you heal the joints, oh God, remove the pain, God, take away the swelling, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are many things that we can do, oh God, to help these bodies, oh God. So I pray, Lord, that you give us wisdom, Lord, to eat the right foods, oh God. You said the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nations, oh God. So, Lord, there may be some herbs that somebody needs to get, Lord, to help bring about the healing in their bodies today, God. In the name of Jesus and pray in faith, believing, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, there's somebody, oh God, who may have migraine headaches, oh God. They can be healed of those migraine headaches, Lord, and healed forever, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heart trouble today, oh God. We pray for those people, Lord, whose hearts are not beating properly, oh God, who may even need an operation, that you help the doctors as they perform the operation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's somebody, oh God, who had a stroke, Lord. Somebody may even be on the verge of a stroke, God. I pray, God, today that you take away all the things, oh God, that would cause that stroke, Lord. Somebody is worrying today, God, in the name of Jesus, eating the bad food, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, heal this morning, God. Somebody has gout, Lord, and need to be healed of the gout, Lord. The kidneys may not be functioning as they should, God. We pray for those kidneys, oh God, to be healed this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. Somebody's foot, oh God, may be hurting today, Lord. And we pray, Lord, today that you heal that foot, God. In the name of Jesus, make it at a koshitra makula. Oh my God, somebody may have kidney stones, oh God. We pray, God, today that you remove those stones, oh God. Let them pass, oh God, naturally, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. Somebody's maybe blind today, Lord. You can open up those eyes, oh God, and unstop the deaf ears, oh God. Cause the dumb to speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody may have carpal tunnel syndrome, oh God. You can heal the wrist, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, those, oh God, who have had operations already, oh God. We pray, God, today that you bring healing into their bodies, oh God, that it will not be a long, drawn-out process, oh God, that you heal and save, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you are so great, and you're greatly to be praised, oh God. So we appreciate you, Father, for what you are doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. So we are blessing your name this morning, oh God. We glorify you this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord. You reign today. You reign in victory. So we thank you for that today. So, Lord, God Almighty is so good this morning. And we're just going to take a pause and find out who is here this morning. If you would give your names, and we'll continue in prayer. If you're not able to pray individually, if you just say listening, we'll continue our prayer this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Marie.
All right. Sister Marie, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Good morning. This is Sister Helen.
Good morning, Sister Helen. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Lois Listen.
Okay. Good morning, Lois. To your voice. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Glenda. This is my first time tuning in.
Okay, Sister Glenda, good to hear your voice. Thank you for gathering with us this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie, listening. God bless.
Really good to have you back.
Okay, Sister Jeannie, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Darlene M, listening.
All right, Darlene M, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
I'm also listening. This is Sister Jean.
Okay, all right. Anybody else has given your name this morning? All right. Okay, so what we're going to do is we want to do a praise this morning. We're going to just come together. We're not going to petition. Just everybody, just give God a praise. Thank God for whatever you can think of, because we know that God is appreciative of our praises. So let's just all come together right now and give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we just praise you this morning, oh God. We magnify your name today, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh God, hallelujah.
Thank you,
great
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name, thank you for being our shepherd, for being our refuge, our fortress, strong power, healer, for being our hope, for being our peace. In Jesus' name, most kind of an
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. You praise him through your circumstance. You praise him when things are good. Praise him when things are not so good. But we know that the Lord wants us to praise his name. It's a beautiful thing to be able to praise him, especially when you're not feeling good, when you may not have what you need at that particular time. we still want to praise the Lord because he is worthy, worthy, worthy. So this morning, let me just say, we're going to go into the word. Actually, we have a scripture of the week. It's in the book of Isaiah chapter 41. But what I'm going to do first, I'm going to read in the book of Psalm chapter 22, and I will read verses 3, 4, and 5. And it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Verse 4 says, "For our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them." Verse 5 says, "They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded." And so this right here reminds me and should remind us that God inhabited the praises of Israel. He was in the midst of the praise, and the fathers, their fathers trusted in the Lord, and we must continue to trust in the Lord. And as we praise him, you know, when you're praising God, you don't have time to be down and out. You don't have time to be just depressed and all that stuff that people go through, because we are trusting in the Lord as our fathers did, the fathers of old, they did. They cried unto the Lord. Verse number 5 says, "They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded." So this morning we're talking about trusting in the Lord and not being fearful as we look at some things that God has done. If you look about your life, you think about what God has done down through the years. Many of us were in some very horrible places before we received Jesus as Savior. And so because we know that God delivered us, he can deliver our family members. He can deliver even across this land. All the things that we're seeing going on, we can still trust in the Lord and not be fearful and unbelieving and not be afraid of the future. There are people who are afraid of the future, and we don't have to be afraid of the future. There's a lot of uncertainty at this point in time, but we still have God on our side. So as we look at the book of Isaiah chapter 41, I'm going to read verses 8 through 20. So Isaiah 41, verse 8 says, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away." Verse 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Verse 11 says, "Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." Verse 12 says, "Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contend with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a people of naught. For I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Verse 14 says, "Fear not, thou worm Jacob and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." And verse 15 says, "Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and thou shalt make the hills as chaff." Verse 6 says, "Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel." Verse 17 says, "When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." 18 says, "I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." Verse 19 says, "I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together." Verse 20 says, "That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it." So we're thanking God today for his word, because his word tells us that in the midst of trouble, as we see here in this book of Isaiah chapter 41, and I would encourage you to go back and read that entire chapter and just keep the word of God in your heart and in your mind, to understand that even when you seek the Lord, you will find him. You know that God is taking care of everything that is going on in your life. He did this for the children of Israel. He did it for Moses. He did it for Paul and Silas. When they were going through trials and tribulations, they were thrown in jail. And in the midst of their time in jail, they were singing praises unto the Lord. They were not in there saying, oh, woe is me. God, I am so tired of being thrown into jail. I'm tired of this, and I'm just feeling so bad. They were singing praises. And so when you get to a point when you can sing praises in the Lord, to the Lord, you are letting him know that you're trusting in him. He is your provider. He's my provider. He can provide for each and every one of us. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. God is there to protect you. He's there to provide the things that you need. And we know that many times the enemy will come against us. But when the enemy is trying to come in against us, we know that the Lord God Almighty will take care of those enemies. He tells us in his word that when the enemy comes against us one way, they will flee seven ways, because they will, you know, be scattered because of what God can do. And oftentimes I think about Jehoshaphat when he was about to go into battle with three different armies. He went to God and he prayed, and the Lord took care of those armies. In fact, the three armies, they began to fight against each other. He will cause your enemy to fight against each other. They fought against each other and they killed each other off because God was there for Jehoshaphat. And if he was there for Jehoshaphat, he can be here for us. The word lets us know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is sovereign. He has no respect to a person. And if you are part of the kingdom, and even if you're not a part of the kingdom, there are people who are being blessed because God is sovereign. He has no respect to a person. But as people of God, we are his children. We can trust in the Lord. We can look to him. We can believe that what it is that we need, that God will provide it. In the midst of this turmoil that we're going through in this nation and around the world, God is there to help us. He's there to sustain us. He's there to encourage and to increase us. So we will seek the Lord. We will praise the Lord. We will rise up early in the morning. Many days I share that we get up in the morning. Before you get started with anything else, give God some praise. You can go through and begin to shout and dance before the Lord and let him know that you appreciate the fact that he allowed you to get up that day. Whatever day we get up, we are able to praise the Lord. So we continue to seek the Lord and not be fearful, not be unbelieving. We have to trust in the Lord. We must not fear. Verse 10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And so we're believing that even today, that God is here with us. Fear not, he says. We will not be afraid. There are many people who, not only those who are not saved, but there are people who are in the body of Christ who are afraid right now. We should not be afraid. God doesn't want us to be fearful. Yes, we know the enemy is out there, but we have the power. Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, to tread on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. So all those things that are happening right now, all the things that are causing discouragement and the chaos that is out there, God is still with us. God is still here to help us and to take us to higher heights and deeper depths. We are the ones who can come against the enemy through prayer. And as you come together, we come together here at prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries and other ministries that are out there. We come together and we are in agreement with God's word. He says where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And if we touch and agree and ask anything, it shall be done. So we believe as we pray, as we come here and pray. Many times we have opportunity for testimonies to be given, and we can share with one another, because those things are going to help us in the future, because it lets us know that God is still in the blessing business. He's still in the protection business. He's still in the encouragement business. And so we can encourage one another through the word. Trust in the Lord. Do not be fearful, because God is there. He's strengthening us. When you get weak, yes, sometimes we may get weakened in our minds and in our thoughts towards God, but we can be strengthened as we grab a hold of the word. You know, you can just read some word and begin to strengthen your mind. The book of Proverbs, the book of Psalms, the Psalms is a very wonderful book where you can go in there and you see all the praises. I know that David, he wrote most of the book of Psalms, and we know that God gave wisdom to Solomon as he wrote Proverbs. And so those things that we need is in the word, and not just those books. Those are some that you can read and be encouraged and be uplifted and see the singing and the songs that David wrote. And so we can read those songs and we can sing those songs, and you can sing a song yourself. You know, you can get a scripture and sing that scripture out, or just read that scripture out loud. It's good to speak the word of God out loud because it goes into the atmosphere and it begins to make a difference in what's happening around you. Praying for our families and praying for our neighbors, praying for our neighborhoods, because that is so important. We would not be fearful because of what's happening in our neighborhoods or in our cities and states and all the chaos that's in our government. We cannot be afraid. We continue to pray that God will help these government officials to come to the right decisions for this nation, for the country, the people in this country. So we're trusting in the Lord. We will not put our confidence in man. There's those who trust in horses, those who trust in chariots, but we believe in the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord is a high tower where the righteous can run into, and we are safe. So we have safety in the high tower, our God. So we're trusting in the Lord this morning. We will not be so upset and overwhelmed. You know, people are feeling overwhelmed because of what is happening in this era of our time, but we can trust in the Lord. Don't feel like you're overwhelmed. Just put it in God's hand. He says to cast your cares upon me because I care for you, and that's what we need to do. Continue to trust in the Lord and know that God is working some things out for every one of us. Cast your cares upon him today. Don't have confidence in man. You know, man can do some things. God will use man to help us to do things, but we have to ultimately trust in the Lord. He is the one who is dependable. He's always there in the midnight hour. Everybody might be asleep. You might be trying to call somebody and trying to get some help over the phone, but you can't get that person because that person may be asleep, or the phone might be dead, or whatever the situation is. But if you just call on the name of Jesus, call on Jesus, and you know that things work out just fine. And I'm going to, there was a song that I was thinking of earlier. Let me try to get this in before we leave. And this is a song we sang many years ago in the churches, and sometimes some of the churches still sing this song. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And that's what we need to do. We have to trust the Lord forever. We have to trust in him until the day he calls us away to the heavenly home. So we're trusting in the Lord today. We will not be fearful. We will not be unbelieving. We will just keep our eyes on the Lord and not on our circumstances. So as we are about to close today, we're glad for each and every person who joined us, all the new individuals who have joined us today. We appreciate you being here. We invite you to come back tomorrow. We will be here every day during the week, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 6 until 7. And we invite you to come. Let somebody else know we're here. We're here to help encourage one another, to pray together, to just believe God to do some great and wonderful things. And many times, you know, like we did today, those praises are important. And when you're praising God, those things that you need God to do, you trust him to do it. He's in the midst of that praise. And so many times we may not say individual prayers, but we do speak it every time we're believing God to lead us in the right direction. So I decree this morning that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. Our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we shall resist the devil and he will flee. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I decree though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because God is with us.
I decree that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed mm-hmm. of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We are the lender and not the borrower. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And we hope to hear and see you tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.